All right, God bless you guys. We're joining me at 1806 Studios, St. Plano, Texas. We're going to start here in just a moment. We're going to hear the word of God is speaking. It's coming from the kingdom of God. All right, Dr. Zia, we can start here at this moment. I don't know if you want to see my accent. You know, prayer service, and all prayer service. This is a prayer service I do other than this moment, I can bring my service that I call my accent out. Pie being service. I mean, at least you guys come out, you never know who might need prayer. Once in holiday season, plus it's a shifting of the season. You know, we've got to the change of the weather. And what is the change of the weather? You got things that change when people are right. Make sure we're in the right direction. And what's going on with it. I kind of look up the scriptures on here. You know, take a look. And I look at Matthew chapter 6. You know, I think it's probably one of the most powerful verses in prayers in the Bible. Jesus talks about this in Luke chapter 11. Also, don't forget to talk about it in Matthew chapter 6. It makes a very nice study of relevant information in terms of how this prayer really has the power to protect anyone going through a change in their mind, their circumstances may be. Whatever the issue may be, this prayer can cover quite a bit in terms of what it's praying for. What it can be to just kind of move here a little bit. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God's particular warning at 10:30 for those who are joining us. Those who are joining us, there's a number to call in. It's area code 292-477-1191. That's not, you don't have to call in. I mean, you can just say that because enjoy the information that we're about to bring forth. That's concerning the kingdom of God. But those of you who really desperately need a prayer to get through, you know there's something you're dealing with, something that's going on in your family, so you just want a generational break. You talk about generational curses. When you walk in the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit, you do resonate. You speak and call things in the midst of you. And it be not that you see this going on in your life. You have the power to speak to that authority. And wherever it's coming from, wherever it may be, whatever it's dealing with, God has given you the ability to speak out on it. When you speak out on it, you can call it in position of whatever it is. If there's a sickness, if there's an illness, if there's a financial dilemma, if there's a problem with your kids, marriage, whatever. Remember, God gave you supremacy, authority, and power. You can speak and call things and be not the voice. But I have three calls coming into my cell phone. It's kind of ding, ding, ding. That takes place all day. But what I really want you guys to see that, you know, this opportunity for you to call in, be a part of the service, and it won't hurt you. Prayer is never going to hurt anybody. You know, that's what we want to do, is to pray for those who need prayer. So we're going to look at a few things and some of the ways I would do my prayer. It may be a way that you want to do prayer. I don't know. It could be up to you. But, you know, we look at the model prayer. One of the first things I was taught as a young man, and I was taught probably two different types of prayers. You know, my mother taught me two different types of prayers. Not saying one prayer was better than the other, but she made a statement to me that, hey, just when you pray, Charles, this is how you should pray. She taught me how to pray. I never knew what prayer was. I just always wondered what, you know, what she on the knees. Now, coming out there, she'd be crying. And I'm like, you know, what happened? You know, she something took place. You know, I didn't know. And then I started coming to the point of understanding that she's relying on God every day of her life. She's actually praying for direction and wisdom in what she has to do. You know, sometimes we go through life, we get up in the morning, we're burdened down with circumstances and situations. And the first thing we need to do is call on the Lord. Go ask him, show me which way do I need to go. I know it seems to the point that the word of God says in Proverbs 3:5, lean not to your own, but acknowledge him in all your ways and be here to direct your path. And that's what we really have to do. You know, when she would get on her knees every morning, I would hear her praying, and I would listen at the door sometimes. You know, kids always listening. And that's what you want your kids to hear you praying. Praying, saturating the house with the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, protecting them, hedging them as they go off to the hedges and the highway, knowing that you're going to bring them back home safe. Now, I was 13 of us, but that was a lot of praying. But she had enough power to believe in the clear and creed like Ephesians 1:21, for of all principalities and powers in the name. Am I there? Not only named in this world, but everything to come. She put a hedge of protection around us, believing and declaring the creed that when her prayer went forth, well, no demon or no devil will come in and try to stop that when she had born into this world. They have a success and a seed to go forth. That's power in prayer. When you can illuminate your prayer to move forward in such a way that it just mesmerizes the mind and the heart of any individual. And that's what we have to live in that today. We want to understand and realize that the power of God's prayer, the illumination of God's prayer, sends us into a whole other dimension and realm and for us understanding who we are and the capabilities of what we have. And that's what we have, the power and ability to speak and declare, call things, events or circumstances, whatever it may be. And know that God's got a plan for our life, and it's really more than what we can see. Now this particular particular process of this particular service is to call in. You want to call in? You can call in, and it's up to you. And so I can say the number again, once again, is 429-477-1191. Once again, 429-477. 1191. Most of you on the social network probably already got it. You want to get it? It's up to you. You can't push nothing on anybody. But let's get into the word and see what the word God has to say. Normally, when I wake up in the morning, or of course, we turn early, 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes you just got to give information to people. Some people, they pray, but they pray the wrong way. And the way you come to God is through worship. You got to get on your knees, and sometimes you lay on your knees. You just don't start praying. Sometimes you got to think about the goodness of the Lord. You got to get into the phone and say, Lord, no, I thank you. I woke up, my household is fine. I woke up, I'm in good health. I woke up, my kids, my husband, everybody is fine. And then the enemy tries to come in and put the burdens on you that you got challenged through the day. But the word of God, while you're actually praying, is making a way to what it seems to be the shadows of the valley of death. I'm talking to somebody. God is trying to get you to see when you come in the presence of God with song, praise, and worship, or when you come in meditation with Him. And God is devising a plan that He sent angels before you to clear out the path for that particular day. He said, you don't need to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of himself. You need to worry about today. And when you worry about today and you see the power and the illumination of the power of authority of God moving, then whatever it may be in your way, then you can jump over that Ephesians 1:21. And you can believe and declare and decree that when God says, Father, of all principalities and powers in the name, not only names in this world, but everything to come. God will steam shovel your way through the Psalms 23. They go on, they walk through the shadows of what seem to be valleys of death. But man, the woman of God, I fear no evil because the robbers is the word of God, the staff, I'm already putting in place. And when I lay down and begin to pray, and I will declare the word of God according to the King of God, God will show me and see me through whatever circumstance may be in front of me, whatever task it may be. It's just you got to implement the prayer. It's like you got to pull out the right kind of weapon for what fight you're getting ready to get into. So one of the model prayers that I use, I wake up in the morning, I'm always asking the Lord, no, first of all, I just get up and I worship God. So I thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I praise you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just decree and declare. What I'm doing, I'm inviting in the angels. I'm entertaining the angels to come in. Because when I get ready to loose this prayer, then God will come in and look at my situation. He's going to solidify. See, the word of God says He's an intercessor. And whatever I pray in the direction I pray, He's going to move according to what I pray. Because if I walk upright, that's what the word of God tells me. If I walk upright, then there's nothing He would hold for me that if I walk right. That in a calling in the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, over my wife, over my life, over my finances, over my circumstances, over my past, whatever it may be, if there's an illness, Lord, I loose it in the name of Jesus. And I declare by the authority which you have given unto me that they to speak and call things in position that be not the ones they were. You got to know that you know that you know. And then you begin to pray. You begin to worship. You may have a person that have worship music going on as you pray. Because you call them in the presence of the angels that entertain them. Because they now want to work on your behalf to move forward to you. And then God gets a hold of that word. As the angels begin to come and they intercede with you. And then the Holy Ghost begin to move. Before you know it, you've been praying. And everything that you ask God for has already been moved. Hold on a second, man, God. No good thing will I withhold from those who walk upright? Your history, the what you have in Christ, plays a role in where you're going. If you walk right with Christ, pray according to his words, his plans, his statutes, his commandments, then God says, okay, now you can walk in Psalm 34 11 while you walk. Because I know, you know, my rod and my staff, it covers you. But the word of God also tells you over in Psalms 1, he talks about blessed is a man or woman that walketh not in the presence of the, you know, well, blessed is a man not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way, come on somebody, and I know I'm in there, in the way of the sinner. But his delight, the delight is how you begin to look upon God as being your total supremacy leader. You put all your into him. No, that's not a battle that you need to put your hands to, nor fight. Because God has now directed you to move in the right direction that you may have all you need in the midst of that particular day in which you're moving in. Yea, though I walk through the shadows of the valley of death, I will fear no evil because the rod and the staff of God protects me. The Bible goes on to declare that Psalm 1. He said, blessed, I am a man that's blessed, that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of a sinner. Nor do I sit in the seat of a scoffer, but my delight should be in the law of the Lord. And in the law does I meditate day and night. In the name of Jesus, that he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruits in his season. Now, come on tonight. His leaves also should not wither. And whatever I do shall prosper. Because now I have separated myself. The ungodly and not so, but like the shaft which the wind drives away. I got to move in the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. I got to call in the anointing and then the illumination. They read me from all evil things and try to come and get me seen and unseen. But then I move on over to that book, what's called that area over in the book of Mark. Now, Matthew, I'm sorry, the book of Matthew. The Bible says, and you pray, thou should not be as a hypocrite. Come on, somebody. This is in Matthew 6 and 5. And when you pray, don't be as a hypocrite. They love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners and in the streets. And they may be seen by men. Verily I say unto you, they have no reward. They're going to tell you, don't be a showboat about what you do. You pray in private just as proper as you pray openly. And then you can't be scared to be able to pray and then people look. Who cares what people say? You're looking at your soul of salvation. You think I'm going to worry about that? I got to make a decision which way I'm going to go. And when the time comes that the hammer comes down, it's going to come down on everybody. Because the Bible says, once for everyone to die. But the power is when you don't go and you may live your eternal life. The Bible says, you don't need to be like a hypocrite, showing off and trying to look good in front of anybody. Matter of fact, the Word of God says, but when you pray, go upstairs in your room. When you go upstairs in your room, you want to shut the door. And when you shut the door, you pray to God in private. When you pray to him in private, he will reveal things to you openly. Oh, in the name of Jesus. The Bible goes on to declare, and he looks over in his Matthew 6, in his particular 6th verse, Matthew 6 and 6. He says, but when you pray in, don't go on praying. Enter in your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth you in secret, will reward you openly. But when you pray in the 7th verse, pray not like repetition. Don't ask him, he ain't hard to hear. He hears you. Don't pray in repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they should be heard by the much speaking. I mean, you got all this calamity and nice words. No, you pray in your own way. You pray the way that God can understand you. You remember, your prayer ain't got to impress anybody. You're talking to the most heavenly Father. He knows your heart before you go pray anyway. You say, you have not because you ask not. But when you ask and you pray the wrong way, you do ask amiss. Because God knows your heart when you come in the midst of prayer. You got to know how to position yourself when you're coming in the presence of the Almighty. The Word of God declares and decrees over here in the 8th verse once again. But you say, be not ye therefore like them, for the Father knows the things that you should need thereof before you ask. He already knows your heart before you go in. So you can't go in fanatizing, being something that you're not. Praying in front of people to make it seem like you got it all like that. Sometimes you just got to be you and all of you. And when you be you, all of you, God will bless you and all of you. The Bible says over in the 9th verse, after the manner therefore you pray, our Father, look what it says, look, this prayer will cover everything. You don't need to do all these things. See, if you got health problems, if you got financial problems, if you got any kind of healing that needs to be done in your body, if you got a situation that somebody coming against you and you need it taken care of, listen to what the model of prayer tells you in the event to get you back on track Now, what you really need to go to know that God is always on your side. Listen to me, man, woman, now. After the matter that were for thee, our Father, which are in heaven. Come on, somebody. Honored be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is on earth as it is in heaven. I just gave you the keys to the kingdom. That if you walk upright, Psalm 84:11, he goes over in the 11th verse. Give us this day what our daily bread, whatever we need in this day. I'm not worried about tomorrow because the day is promised to me. I need to make good of today. And I believe that in the midst of the day that I'm praying today, God has already made a way for me and made a way out of no way. Am I in there anywhere? Whatever your circumstances may be, whatever your illness, whatever your sickness, whatever your financial deliver, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, you got to believe and declare and decree. Don't you begin to open your mouth that the kingdom of heaven is about to shake and begin to reveal the things of God. He's your word. He goes on down here in this particular letter, but he said, forgive us our debt. Man and woman, God, is there anybody you got against anybody? If there's anything you think or say bad about anybody, you got to be able to forgive and receive. Am I there? I want to let you know. I know I'm in here. Forgive us this day. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into no temptation. Come on, somebody. Because at the end of the enemy is going to tempt you. The Bible says, as soon as you get off this prayer practice, the devil will hit you in the stomach and knock the wind clean up out of you. That's his job. He wants to see how strong you say you are when you pray in the final prayer. The Bible says, and he lead us not into no temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is a kingdom. Look at a kingdom. And there's power in the kingdom and glory in the kingdom. And not just now, but forever and ever, amen. The Bible says, in this manner, you have to understand that when you pray, you got to believe and declare and decree that in your life, that no good thing will God hold for you because you what? You walk upright. Now, when a man will begin to please God, am I there? He will begin to give you the desires of your heart. Anybody need a desire in the name of Jesus? Lord, I got this coming up. I got that going on. The doctor told me this. The him now just told me that. Well, according to the word of God, according to Romans 4:17, God will give me the ability through the authority of Genesis 1:26. To speak, declare, and call things to position to be not of the world. And knowing and understanding and realize that I got a head around me. Far above all principalities and powers and dominion. Not only named in this world, but everything that's to come. I declare by the word of God and by the illumination of the Holy Ghost that he will now begin to move the power and authority of the Holy Spirit with touch and convict and arrest. And it will begin to shut down everything that's not like God. I decree right now that even in that way that you move in the lives of individuals. All those who seem to be corrupted in their mind about what way they should go. All those who fake a tithe and trying to be something in terms of a physical that they're not. Lord, look into their heart and make them pure like you, Father God, that they may know they represent the kingdom of God. That when they come down to the earth, Father God, everywhere they go, Father, they will grow with the authority of the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, rule and reign in the name of Jesus. Let your word become supremacy and superior in their life. Let them know that you're God and beside you, there's no other. That when you begin to relieve them or whatever it may be, Father God, they'll fall down in their knees and begin to call out you, Abba. They begin to intercede with you because they know you have done a thing for them in their life. That even in the midst of the season, we've been thankful. Whatever you have around you for your health, your strength, your money, your finances, your children, be thankful to God. Right now, don't worry about what you ain't got. Worry about what God gave you today that you never saw before. In the name of Jesus, and know that you know that God got a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 is really more than what you can see. Oh, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that even as I pray, Father God, you are letting loose the tightness of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now come on the house, come on that individual. Touch him, Father God. Look over him, Father God. Let the power of your authority begin to rule and reign over their life. So that they may know, Father God, that you are a God. And you are a God. And beside you, I mean beside you, there is no love. Bible says you should have no other God before me, not one. You should depend on God for everything you do. Now, I ain't saying you got to act like you ain't got no sense, but you need to understand and realize that God is your source of whatever you need and wherever you go and whatever you need to have. I decree the word by the Holy Name of Jesus. I declare that opportunity God you give me to pray to your people and for your people right now in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, Father God, that the word is done. The Spirit of God is moving in their life. Know that you touch them every area of their life. Let them know that you are God. And beside you, there's no other. Decree the word over their life. Declare the word over their life. Father God, I thank you for this time this morning. This prayer for your people. Father God, whatever it may be, Father God, whatever they may be dealing with, in the house or outside the house or in their body, outside their body, in their physical condition, whatever's around them, Father God, break every hex in the name of Jesus. Shut out every foul spirit that they may move free, Father God, that they will give you thanks on this thing that you created. Father God, I thank you, I bless you, I honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. God bless you guys. God love you guys. Thank you.